Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Hey, pleasant good morning to you. Welcome into another installment of Mind Your Business here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Our program here presented to you by our good friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. Hope you're hanging in there on this Thursday morning. I know a lot's been going on here these last few weeks, a lots of adjustment in your personal life and your business life, and we just hope you're making it out into the sunshine a little bit as you can as we deal with the effects of COVID-19. Today's topic of the program is going to deal with yet another aspect of what we've been seeing in this COVID-19 world, and that's how it plays into your insurance conversations. So Chuck Eiler, Executive Vice President of Peak Insurance Group, is going to join us here in a few minutes to talk about some of what is covered in the business and personal lines of your insurance and what is not covered, and maybe some things that the insurance industry overall will learn from the period of time that we're going through right now. So some good conversation. Grab your pen and pencil, and also make sure that you've got the number, the working telephone number for your local insurance agent handy, because I think after you hear this conversation, there may be some questions that you'll want to ask your policyholders or carriers rather about ways that they might be able to help you both in the interim and long term as we continue to rebound and get closer to the rebound of COVID-19. Hey, one thing we want to do remind you about before we get into that conversation with Chuck, we've got an event coming up this afternoon virtually, Lunch Bites, and that is leading into our Shop Local Saturday, which will be going on this weekend, a way for you to reach out to area businesses of all types and show your support monetarily by gift cards online, products online, whatever you need to do to interact with your favorite business. But we're going to have a conversation later today on Lunch Bites, our virtual lunch and learn series from 12 to 1, about ways that you can utilize social media better to really help promote the changes within your business. A lot of us are evolving as businesses right now. Social media can be a big way you can tell the story about how you're doing business differently. So we'll have three social media experts joining us at 12 o'clock today to go over that topic. So you can register for that online at boonechamber.com, just like you do any other event. We'll look forward to seeing you for Lunch Bites from 12 to 1 today. We'll take a break. Come back with Chuck Eiler on the other side. You're listening to Mind Your Business this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
Welcome back and Mind Your Business here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM, presented by our good friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. And as we mentioned before the break, today we're joined by Executive Vice President of Peak Insurance Group, Chuck Eiler, who operates the Peak Insurance Group office here in the Boone area, along with Andy Harkins and a great staff that we have talked to quite a bit here on this program before. So Chuck, welcome back to Mind Your Business.
Hey, good morning, David. I really appreciate you having me on.
So I know that a lot of different areas of the business community have found their way into the conversation about where we sit as a business community and as a kind of in a financial state right now. So from an insurance perspective, I know a lot of people, when things like business interruption or, you know, natural disasters, what have you, the first thing you do is go to that policy and see how you're covered. I know that a lot of folks may have done that in this case, but in the insurance world, where have you seen maybe the most interaction with customers as it relates to what they're going through with COVID-19?
Well, I think it's on two different sides, just kind of two different fronts. So I think there's my customers that have personal lines policies with us. And then, because it affects all of us. And then, of course, there's the business relationship, those that are business owners that are looking, to operate their business. And the companies that we work with are responding in a couple of different ways on both accounts. From the personal lines side, our carriers like Nationwide and Travelers and auto owners are responding by offering refunds essentially on their policies. And they range from auto owners and Travelers, for instance, are doing a 15% refund on policies for your premiums paid in the month of April and May. And that will be coming to you, either in one payment or two, kind of depends on the carrier. That will also be, if you paid with a debit card or some kind of bank account, it will be put back in your bank account. If you paid with cash, then you're probably going to get a check in the mail. And so that is one way. And Nationwide, for instance, responded by just simply giving a flat out $50 refund to folks that had auto policies with us across the entire country. I don't know what the final total on that was, but that's a pretty significant number. You know, when you multiply $50 times the number of auto policies that we have in the country, for instance. So, you know, that's one way. The other way that the companies are responding to is payment deferrals. And that is where you, they're not canceling policies right now for non-payment, provided that you notify the carrier that you're having a hardship and you would like to take advantage of that offer. So that's one important caveat that I want to make sure that people hear, is it is not necessarily automatic with every carrier. You may need to call and notify. I would just start with your local insurance agent. I would just call them and or the carrier directly if you have that number on your bill. Most of the time, there's an 800 number on the bill. You could call that day or night, and they have folks there to help you with payment options. And there's some details around that, too. I'm not trying to give you too long an answer, but I just want to make sure people understand this process clearly. Call the insurance carrier. Ask them how they can help you with your bill if you need payment deferral right now, and they will give you the options. That's really the best way to handle it. It's not necessarily a forgiveness. Obviously the 15% refund or the $50 refund is, you know, a forgiveness feature, but as far as the deferring your payments and not making your insurance payment this month, call the insurance carrier and ask them. They may delay you having to pay that for 30 days without cancellation, and then tack that on to the next bill or spread it out over several months. There's lots of different ways they can handle that. But I would definitely call, because every carrier is handling it a little bit differently. It's impossible to say this is what you do. I would call the carrier first.
I think one of the things that people by and large are doing right now is making sure they have their documents in order when they make phone calls, because it seems like you need something for everything. As you mentioned, the deferral element, if people are having a hardship, is there anything that they're going to need to have to prove that hardship? So thinking unemployment information or loss of revenue information, something along those lines. Do they need to carry any of that with them?
That's a great question, and absolutely no. The answer is no. Right now, if you call an insurance carrier, they will accept you at face value, essentially. Just you tell them, I'm having a hard time paying this month. If you could give me some options, they will do it for you. No questions asked.
Chuck Eiler joining us here today from Peak Insurance Group on Mind Your Business, again presented by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, talking about the insurance industry and how it plays in to what we're experiencing with COVID-19, talking some about business interruption. And that was something that we've heard the president talk about. We've heard you talk about just a few weeks ago about what is included in typical business interruption policies and how COVID-19 presents some different challenges. Has there been any update to that dialogue about what insurance companies are doing from that perspective?
Yeah, we've talked to our carriers. It's an ongoing conversation. There's a lot of movement in this area. Unfortunately, probably for at least the last two decades, especially. And I think it happened maybe specifically around the time of the SARS outbreak. Insurance companies realized that there's no way a private company could afford to pay for something like this on a national level. It'd be like having a tornado in every city in the country at the same time. The response to this is just larger than any private organization could possibly respond to. And from an insurance standpoint, you know, the promises that we make, we have to be able to keep. And that's just one that I think insurance companies saw. I mean, our federal government's having trouble keeping up with this financially. There's no way that a private industry could afford to pay for this. And so, you know, it's been talked about for years, unfortunately, and actuarially it was just determined from the carriers that it was just an impossibility to pay for it. And certainly without having to charge astronomical insurance prices to folks. And some states, even when they looked at the possibility of paying for it, actually there are states in the United States that their insurance commission actually regulated and said they cannot offer coverage for pandemic because it is just simply impossible to keep that insurance company afloat if they had to pay for something on the level of potentially trillions of dollars. So everyone looks to that policy for sure. I'm just giving you some explanation as to why insurance companies thought about this 20 years ago and decided, hey, there it would be impossible for us to pay for this. So that's the direction that we're getting from them. That said, you know, what they're trying to do for business owners, of course, they're putting off anything they can, like the payment deferral. They are deferring audits right now. So they're really putting a pause on audits. So a lot of times as an insurance owner, you have an audit and then it's determined, hey, you had more payroll this year than last. And so we're going to, you know, charge you extra money for your workers' comp policy. They are waiving a lot of those. I've had a couple of audit bills just relieved from some insurance carriers. So there are some options out there for that. There is legislation right now in California that was put forward to specifically address going back and retroactively forcing insurance carriers to pay for business interruption insurance for this. At this point, from folks that I've talked to in the political action committee of the insurance industry, that doesn't seem to have any legs. Like there's anything that can be done to actually retroactively change a private contract between individuals. It's actually a constitutional issue. So it's really, really complicated. From a local business standpoint, we're really sensitive to this. I mean, this is awful. I know my business owners are hurting. I've talked to a bunch of them. You know, anything that we can do, we're doing, we're taking advantage of a lot of things the chamber has put forth. We're buying gift cards from restaurants. We're ordering out. You know, I've called a lot of my business owners. We've made changes to their policies to maybe lower coverages for, you know, for the period of time or defer payments. So anything that we can do to help while this national conversation goes on to see if business interruption insurance can or cannot provide coverage for folks.
Chuck Eiler joining us from Peak Insurance Group today. We're going to take a time out more on how the insurance industry plays into this and some things that you can start doing as you begin to plan for whatever the next business interruption may be. Maybe a winter storm, maybe a flare-up of COVID-19, maybe whatever is around the corner. What can you do now to start thinking about how you're setting yourself back up for future success? We'll get into that conversation a bit when we come back to Mind Your Business here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. We're presented by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. I'm David Jackson, joined today by the Executive Vice President of Peak Insurance Group, Chuck Eiler. His office here in town, familiar to many in New Market Shopping Center. And Chuck giving us some good information today on how the insurance industry is playing in to some of the opportunities for relief here in this COVID-19 era. Chuck, we talked a few weeks ago on one of our chamber webinars about just simply what will come from this period of time. And, you know, we talked specifically then about how the insurance world changed after 9/11. And certainly we've seen things about cybersecurity emerge over the years as those perpetrators have gotten more sophisticated. We're going to look in the rear view on COVID-19 at some point in time. What do you think your industry has learned about this from a product availability standpoint and maybe future product standpoint as you see how people have had to react to these specific circumstances?
Yeah, and let me be clear that my office in particular doesn't handle the health insurance side. So I'll probably leave those answers to health insurance experts. But from the commercial and personal lines insurance or the property and casualty side, obviously it's a significant conversation. I mean, there's a lot of things going on, that we're reacting to like everyone else, the payment deferrals, the refunds. There's a couple of things that I think are key that may happen in the future. One is interesting in terms of technology, and the other I think is probably very realistic in terms of the industry's reaction to this. So the first one from a technology standpoint, something that's been talked about for years, that is already being kind of piddled with, if you will, actually kind of pay as you go auto insurance. So the ability to maybe download an app or place a device on your car that tracks how many miles you actually drive, and then you pay insurance premium based on that number. And so the way that we were able to offer refunds and get that cleared through insurance commissioners around the country was simply that we made an argument that, and I say we, the insurance carriers made an argument that, hey, people are clearly driving less. And so maybe we should offer them some sort of rebate or refund on their auto insurance policy. That idea or that principle has been talked about largely for years, and that could you create an auto insurance policy that essentially just charges people as much as they drive? And how do you figure that out actuarially? There are companies testing that right now, and we'll see where that goes. So this is kind of sparked that conversation again with people being home and not driving. You know, what's fair to charge folks for their you know, legally required automobile policy. So that's an interesting topic that's sort of been regenerated, I think, from this whole stay-at-home order. The second thing that I think is likely to come of this is some sort of reaction to how could we cover this from a business interruption standpoint. After 9/11, there was something called TRIA, which was the Terrorism Recovery Insurance Act, essentially. And so there's a little form on a lot of your business owners' insurance policies where they can check a box that says, you know, I'm covered for terrorism, or no, I'm rejecting terrorism coverage. And if you're covered for terrorism, there's extra premium there. But like the federal flood insurance program after Katrina, which largely got ramped up too, it was another situation in which insurance companies want to work with the federal government and say, hey, look, this problem, if it occurred, probably is too big for us to handle on our own. But with federal backing, there may be a solution here. And so, you know, TRIA was formed. I mean, there very well may be some sort of pandemic recovery insurance act after this, where people will have an option to check a box. And essentially, the insurance companies may help you file and solve that claim, but the monies will be backed by the federal government. And in that way, there may be a possibility where we could afford to cover something on a national scale like this. So those are two things that I think will probably come from this. You know, that are interesting to folks.
Chuck Eiler joining us from Peak Insurance Group here this morning on Mind Your Business. A few minutes left here. And one of the things that we have noticed in some of the literature about what a restart to the economy could look like, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce put out some data a few days ago that really kind of started to talk through what the employer's liability may be in bringing employees back to the workplace. So you're thinking about things like taking temperatures of employees as they come in and go out to try to track disease spread in that regard, and some of the liabilities that come with that, even as that relates to different age groups within in your employee base. As you look at the way business insurance is set up and think about what we have seen in things like social distancing practices, are there any things that we're doing social distance wise that you feel like may start to float over to, hey, that becomes a business insurance concern, whether that's changes that you have to make to your point of sale to enhance social distancing? Will we see maybe a situation where the more you do there, maybe that's less opportunity that you're liable for issues and therefore in impacting premiums in that regard?
Yeah. So one thing that we've had at our agency for a while is a natural disaster plan or a disaster recovery plan that we can share with clients. Let's say in the event that we had a major hurricane, we don't typically deal with this in Boone, but something that shut down, I suppose we could have a blizzard, but something that shut down for weeks at a time. You know, what is your preparedness response to that? How is your business going to change? You know, I like to look at what we do as more than insurance. I really like to be advisors to people. And in that regard, you know, what do you do from this? How do we recover from this? I think there are things from an insurance standpoint that folks need to think about. Obviously, restaurant owners are trying their best to figure out how to operate under these conditions. And that's a perfect example of the way the insurance company responded to that. So on a lot of times in restaurant policies, they are coded or written with a certain amount of premium for either catering or inside sales or delivery. And delivery oftentimes is excluded. So we know that the restaurant owners right now, the only way that they're getting their food out there and able to stay afloat potentially is to deliver the food or to do takeout orders, et cetera. So that completely changed the way they do business. The way the Nationwide, for instance, sent us an email weeks ago and just said, look, at this point for all of our restaurant owners, whether they have that endorsement or not, we are going to cover food delivery for them because we know that's the way they're providing to their customers. So that's an instance where the insurance industry responded to that. But if you're thinking about this going forward, if you were shut down for weeks, how would your business change its operation? How would you continue to make money? I think we've all gotten very comfortable with Zoom meetings and a number of other ways that we interact. And so you may have employees that are in the building less. You may have, we had to go in, actually, we didn't have a work from home policy, David. We had to go and borrow someone else's and dress it up for peak and actually create a work from home policy. And what are the liabilities that come with that? So those are things that we're thinking about as we're trying to get our lives back together from an interest. I mean, you know, I'm still a local business also. I've got employees that are working from home. You know, we've got different, you know, kind of interruptions for us. We haven't had the public come into our building in weeks because of this. Our drive-through was remained open to drop off payments, which we felt like helped our customers. But again, that was a reaction for us. So I think thinking about all of those things, how would you operate if you were not able to open your doors, is something that everybody's doing right now. But the most specific example that I thought of that you asked me from an insurance standpoint is the restaurants being able, they're just going to have to deliver food for a while if they want to sell their product. And can their insurance policy respond to that is a good question.
Great information this morning from Chuck Eiler from Peak Insurance Group. And I think the thing that we would leave everyone with is while Chuck has talked a lot about his carriers and their policy and their thoughts about how they're helping people, check with your carrier. Go through that policy. Call your agent and make sure that some of what Chuck's talked about today does indeed apply to you and how your policy lays out. Chuck, always great insight here. And I'm sure that there will be more to add to this conversation as we go on. So we look forward to talking to you again about this and maybe cheerier things again one day.
I hope so too. Hey, David, thanks so much for all you're doing with the Chamber. Really, you guys are leading this community during this time, and I really, really appreciate your efforts.
Well, we appreciate that. Chuck Eiler joining us from Peak Insurance Group. We will say goodbye to you for this edition of Mind Your Business and remind you that we will join you right back here again, same time, same place next week on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.